Columbus Airport to your radio station? I said, well, about 2 hours. So your plane landed at what time in Columbus?
11.
11. All right, so you're originally from Woodsfield. You are now living in the outskirts of St. Louis.
That's right.
And you are the SNAP director of Southeastern Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. And when you called me yesterday, there's the important message that you want to get out there today in as dignified terms as we possibly can, is what?
Of over 8,000 members, it has become very strong, especially since 2002 when the Boston Globe came out with the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. Since then, we have grown and more survivors keep coming forward. They're still coming forward. But there's a lot of them that are still suffering in silence and shame. They were abused by priests when they were kids, and they still are suffering in silence and shame. And they don't have to do that.
All right, you grew up a practicing Roman Catholic.
I was the oldest of 11 kids.
All right. And how did you get involved in this organization?
I got involved because about 20 years ago, I learned that a family member and several of my relatives had been sexually abused by our parish priest. And I just couldn't stop thinking about it. It just upset me so much. I also couldn't understand why even my parents, they're now dead, but they couldn't even accept this. They couldn't believe that a priest would do anything like this to a child. And I think that's probably what a lot of Catholic parishioners, they don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it when I learned about it. But I couldn't understand why nobody would go to these people, these survivors, and my family members. It didn't make sense to me because I have kids, and I thought, wow, if it was my kid, I'd be right there. And so I got in contact with David Clossy and Barb Dorse. David Clossy is the SNAP National Director, and Barb Dorse is the Outreach Director for SNAP. And they happened to live in St. Louis, and I went to a SNAP meeting. It's a self-help group support meeting. And that's how I got involved, and pretty soon I became the leader of this area, and I thought, how can I do this long distance because I don't live here anymore? Thank goodness for the internet. We've got support meeting that is going on. It goes on the third Monday of every month in Columbus now, and also one in Cambridge the second Wednesday of every month.
That's tonight.
Yes, tonight.
So you have a meeting in Cambridge tonight.
Yes.
All right. So you're a member now of this organization. You're the SNAP director of Southeastern Ohio.
Yes.
For more information and details about what the organization is all about and stories that you've posted on there, what is the website address?
The National SNAP Network website is snapnetwork.org. But we also have our own individual website, steubenvilletruth.org. And there on the steubenvilletruth.org, we even have started something new that is probably going to catch on throughout the country with SNAP. We have survivors that have made videos and told their stories, and they can be viewed on this website and listened to. And once you hear the stories, your doubts will go away. It's sickening, some of the things that they have had to deal with.
All right. One of the things we do not want to do is we do not want to indict anybody specifically who's been in the clergy. We do not want to indict any particular diocese. What we want to do is you want heightened awareness about this and where people can go. And what you're trying to say to them is, look, don't keep this inside you. If you've had an experience, come forward, but take your case where?
To the police.
Okay.
Go to the police. Call the police. It doesn't matter how many years ago. Report it to the police. It's a crime.
Okay, but one of the problems you say you've run into, you told Dougie and I this off the air, is that that there are statutes of limitations on some of these cases. Is that correct?
That's one big problem in Ohio. That has stopped. In Cincinnati, there's about 200 survivors there that can't even have their day in court because the statute of limitations. I'm not exactly sure what they are. They're like 2 years past the age of 18. There's survivors when they've been abused, especially by a religious figure. Survivors have called it soul murder. It's bad enough being sexually abused, but it also takes your spirit away. And